When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we got a superstar in the making. EBK, Young Jock, in the building. How you feeling, man?
Hey, what's going on? I'm feeling excellent today, man.
Yeah, nice to have you here.
So good looking.
You ain't been down to LA in a while, or is this a common occurrence?
Nah, I'll be back and forth. Me and my guys be back and forth. We be here and there.
Right. You feel like you get a lot more done when you're around here?
Yeah, more moving around, more, I say, like, more connects, like, you feel me? Down where I'm from, it ain't really that much down there type shit. We in the making of it, you feel me?
Right, because for people who don't understand, you are kind of like the face of Stockton, which is really on a decent list of like up and coming Northern California cities right now as far as rap goes. Never really been too many superstars out of there, right? And you're kind of leading the charge.
Excuse me. Yeah, it's about three main rappers down where I'm from. Four to three. Yeah, big faces.
And is that a strange feeling? Because you like grew up just not really seeing celebrities come out of there.
I mean, it ain't a strange feeling, nigga. We niggas just new to this. Like, you feel me? It's like, you feel me? You get what I'm saying? We new to this.
Right. So, like, coming up, there wasn't, like, OGs that were trying to come sign you or put you on from your city. You kind of had to get attention from outside the city?
We had to get all that on our own. We ain't have older, how everybody else got older partners where they from and stuff, front them, put them on and all that. We never had that down when we was from.
Right.
Yeah, we had to get it on our own. We had to, you feel me, go get our booze daddy, you feel me?
Right, because, yeah. I mean, Stockton, like, how would you describe it? A lot of people say it's a shithole or that there's just really nothing going on. Would you agree with that?
It depends on how you out there moving, who you know. Like, you feel me, like, it ain't all just got to be from Stockton. Like, you feel me, you can have connects everywhere. Like, you feel me, you could be shooting here and there, but connect it all back down to Stockton, you feel me? That's how you got to move with it.
Right.
Other motherfuckers don't move like that because they don't know nothing but Stockton, feel me?
Right.
Me, I know Oakland, Sac, San Jose, Fresno, L.A.
But you were always the kind of person that was trying to go touch all these different cities?
Yeah, but I just started that, no cap, because I'm really an anti-person, you feel me?
Anti-social?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Just anti-everything?
I'm just anti-everything. No cap. I mean,
you're everybody killer.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
No cap.
When I think about Stockton, though, I think about the Diaz brothers.
The Diaz brothers?
The UFC fighters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, sir. And they're kind of, I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong, but they're kind of like a perfect, if Stockton is a crazy place, I mean, these are the craziest fucking dudes you ever seen in your life.
They be beating some ass. I ain't gonna lie to you.
And they be getting high as fuck. They be smoking weed right before the drug test at their UFC fights so that the test says that they have like 5 million times more weed in their system than they're allowed to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that a Stockton thing?
I ain't gonna lie, it's a Stockton thing. We be getting high. Okay, but we be getting high.
I mean, you're up north. You have access to a lot more product.
But me, though, I wouldn't be playing with them drug tests and shit.
No?
Nah, I ain't getting high before no drug test. I ain't playing like that.
You never smoked a blunt before the weed test? That's good.
You talking about probation shit?
Yeah.
Nope.
No, you can't play like that?
Nope. I don't see that. I don't see them bars again at all.
Yeah, because, I mean, if they fail their drug test before a UFC fight, I mean, they get disqualified and they don't get paid the, like, you know, $250,000 they were going to get or whatever, but they don't have to go to prison, which is good.
I ain't even really know they be getting high. Because, like, now, like, I be fighting, tussling with the guys and shit. I be getting tired. I can't do that. And they be in there really fighting for some minutes, like, or hours. How could they do that?
Right. But you know what it is that the jiu-jitsu dudes in general, like, you know, you're just fighting on the ground and stuff, and I guess those guys be getting high as hell before they do that because they like to be, like, really in the zone while they're wrestling.
Yeah. I don't see how they could do that. I'll be getting tired. I'm tapping out.
For sure. So tell me a little bit about your particular upbringing, like, how everything was going for you as a young gentleman growing up in Stockton.
I mean, everything was cool, you know, regular kids, you know. Regular street in your life, you feel me? Started off, then used to play. I ain't never played no sports, you feel me? I used to skateboard.
Oh, really?
Like,
you were nice?
Yeah, I ain't lying. I was nice. I'm still nice. I was still able to kick flip on somebody, you feel me?
Really?
On everything.
That's good to know.
But yeah, that's what we used to do. We used to skateboard. I say, you know, chilling in little spots and shit, you know, playing, running in bandit houses, you feel me? Making little shit like that, you feel me? I used to jerk. Do all that kind of shit, like, even like, that's damn near how I'm rapping and shit, like, even no cap, because, you know, everything was popping. I was always the kid, like, whatever popping, I was into, you feel me? I was good at it, you feel me? So, like, I never played games.
Okay. You're outside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Outside.
But so jerking helped get you interested in music in general or rapping?
Yeah, because, you know, I used to listen to hella music, like, you feel me? Like, everything, like, you feel me? That's what I used to do. That's the kind of person I was. Like, moms used to be like, what you want for Christmas? Feel me? My brother's name used to get games. I used to play on iPod, you feel me, shit like that. Earphones on my phone, something, you feel me? Something like listening to music on while I'm outside skateboarding and shit, you feel me?
Right, definitely. Yeah. I feel like that's good, though, because a lot of, like, skateboarding kind of, I've seen it over the years, turn a lot of young people into, like, people who are actually interested in the culture and what's going on, whether it's rapping or just being involved with creative shit in general.
Yeah. Okay, but I was doing, like, yeah, as motherfuckers pay close attention to my pictures and shit, I still, you feel me, dress like, rock star lifestyle, might not make it, but I made it, shit.
So when you walk in the store to go shopping, you still tend to gravitate towards things that have a little bit of skateboard flavor to them?
Yeah, you feel me, I don't really like wearing bright colors and shit, I'm more on the dark colors and shit, you know?
Right. Were you always kind of a antisocial person as a young man, or is that something that you grew into over time?
Yeah, I was always antisocial. No cap, no kidding.
In what way? Like, you know, because sometimes I feel like that about myself, but then I say that to people, and they're like, how the fuck are you antisocial? You talk to people all day. I'm like, yeah, but in between that, I'm like very to myself. Like, I need alone time. I'm not trying to be out partying 100% of the time or whatever.
You said in what way? I say about, like, I used to always fight my little friends and shit, miscellaneous ass little friends I used to have, but I used to always beat their ass and shit. My brother used to be like, bro, what is you doing, bro? You always fighting your friends and shit. I never got along with no friends, like, you feel me?
Really?
Okay, like, I don't know why. That's probably why. Antisocial, I ain't like nobody.
Right. What about all the people you're with right now? They just somehow managed to survive you having this personality?
Oh, no, they stuck around to me fighting their asses.
Well, that's nice.
But we all really family, so, you know, that's how family go. We fight each other and shit.
Right.
Tripping each other as family. You better get over it.
Right. So you're skating and, like, just sort of doing all this. When did you start to transition into making music and whatnot?
I say, like, because I didn't really grow up with all my brothers, feel me? My dad had us all departed, feel me? We all met around, like, I say, like, in elementary and shit. Like,
you said your dad had you deported?
Departed, like, away from each other, like, even type shit. We ain't
separate,
know each other.
Okay.
I'm good.
At first, I thought you meant deported. I was super confused. What an asshole.
No, my mom and I, yeah, he had us departed, though. We ain't know each other. So, boom, we met each other. You feel me? I started meeting all my little siblings and shit. And my older brother, my boy, he was rapping and stuff. You feel me? Like, that's the first person I laid eyes on that I got close to that was rapping. You feel me?
Right.
He was rapping and shit. He was in the studio doing his thing or whatever, you feel me? And I liked how bro was doing his shit, you know, like, you know, my brother passed away and shit. So when he passed, before he passed away, I say, like, a month before he passed away, he was trying to have me get on a song. But I was too shy with him and the homies inside the studio, you feel me?
Bunch of people in the studio, yeah. It was a little too intense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I left and shit, feel me? And then after that, he just started dropping his music, going crazy. My Blade Music, that was his little, he was going to call his little label My Blade Music. So, yeah.
So but that's how it was going at first, and then he passed away soon after that?
Yeah.
What happened?
He got shot. My homie pulled some iffy stuff. You know, how shit go.
Really?
Yeah. Homies on homies. Friendly fire.
Really?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like anybody tried to shoot him, it just happened?
Nah, and nobody get up close to my friendly fire.
Wow. So how did that change you when you lost your brother?
Especially to somebody I called bro. It made me really look at shit different, feel me? No cap, it made me really watch niggas, watch how they move. Why, you feel me, just gotta, that's why I really just stayed to myself. That's, you feel me, that was another reason why niggas so antisocial.
Mm. And so the person who shot him got locked up?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, at least you have resolution to it, what happened and shit, at least. But so, okay, did that make you think, though? Like, shit, I got to carry on the family name, or I got to be the breadwinner of the family. I got to start making this music.
Yeah, it wasn't even really a thinking of, like, that's even of the family. It was like, this is what I'm going to do for him.
Right.
Like, this is what I'm going to do for bro. I'm going to keep bro shit going for me. Like, I'm like, yep. So I didn't really know I really had it in me, though.
Really?
I just started getting in the studio, booking a little time here and there. I used to call myself a leak.
A leak?
Yeah, leak.
How so?
Yeah, it's because my name, my real name, rhymed with it, you feel me?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So you were a Malik, and then you changed it to a leak?
Nah, that's my daughter name. My daughter name, a leak. My name, my real name, Jaleek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so at first, I'm assuming you weren't having any success as a rapper. Like, how did you start getting some kind of attention on it?
Like, real attention? Like, when motherfuckers really started looking at my shit?
Yeah.
I said,
or even on an underground level?
Rap Shack.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you feel me? Them, I was fucking with them. Like, I had a fake manager, you feel me? But it was on some hood shit, you feel me? The hood start, we all start doing some shit, like, you feel me? EBK, J-Bo, all of us, like, you feel me? We was all a group, you feel me? Uh-huh. And we had some people from the hood.
EBK Hot Boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, we was a group, you feel me? So it's like, and then our older partner from the hood, like, how you ask us about, like, if we ever had somebody to put us on, my mistakes. I ran into somebody, you feel me? He had got out of jail. It's my older partner from my hood, but he been in jail so long. And he, like, even he been hearing we been going crazy, you know? And we been paying for studio time, feel me? He, like, he seen to shooting a video on the hood one time. When he had got out, he pulled up, you feel me? You know, a little Porsche truck, hell this shit. We like, what's dude? Because we ain't seen him in so long, you feel me? He like, come on, bro, I got a studio. I like what y'all doing. Y'all little niggas doing something positive, you feel me? I like what y'all doing. Come on, I got a studio. I'm like, for real? He like, I look like I'm lying, bro, come on. Shot to the studio. And ever since we shot to the studio, he like, y'all lay, y'all sleep here, y'all do whatever y'all want to do, y'all, you feel me? Y'all ain't got to lead it, spot the show house.
Wow. And so you took full advantage of that, start recording all the time?
I swear to God. That's back when, I ain't gonna lie, niggas used to pop ecstasy pills, other shit, you feel me? No caps.
We'd be up for days?
Up for days. Like, the homies would be sleeping inside the couches, like, you feel me, on the couches inside the studio, like, you feel me? It was a hair salon, barber shop mixed together type shit, you feel me?
Wow.
Everybody used to be in their sleep. I used to be the only one up. I'd be in there recording myself, like, you feel me? Go in there, press the little record button, run inside the studio, put my headphones on, run back out. You feel me? I swear to God, on some of my songs, if y'all go back and look a couple years ago, that shit a little rusty.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. So what was your mentality at that time? You're like, I'm just going to really grind until I just get better or until I start figuring out what I'm going to do with this shit?
Yeah, no cap. He was like, oh, we, like, I really like music, so even that's what a nigga was doing type shit. Once I seen I had a studio, I took full advantage of my studio time, you feel me? It's like, you got to put this in a chokehold right now. You got to make as many songs as you could.
Right. Damn. Did you see yourself just getting way better during that process?
Yeah. Every song I made, I was getting better, better, and better, you feel me? It was making itself more, you feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. Were you, was this kind of like something that was saving you from what you were up to in the streets at that time? Or was this sort of keeping you out of trouble?
Yeah, it was. Because, like, like I said, I had a little fake white manager, feel me? Like, we'd get into it with her, like, you feel me? Like, she'd be fake, but, like, talking to us, like, we need her and shit, like, you feel me? Shit like that and shit, you feel me? But we'd be talking to her, like, nah, we don't need you. Like, you feel me? Like, we'll go back to the streets. Like, you feel me? This is what we came from. Like, girl, you crazy. We come from the streets. You know where we come from. Like, even we don't. She be like, no, I'm not. Because she knew, like, she don't want us out there. She knew we were doing something positive. You feel me? And my uncle went back to jail. We called him Uncle G. Feel me?
Uh-huh.
So that's his wife. She took over everything. You feel me?
Damn.
So yeah, we used to be like, yeah, but that's what really kept us out the streets, that studio. We used to let her know, like, even that's what keep us out the streets, you know? But as us being at that studio, doing hella shit, motherfuckers used to call it the trap, hella shit here and there, like, you feel me? Like, and it wasn't even really like that, you feel me? We was just, we EBK hot boys, so, you know, we hot heads, you feel me? That's how we was back then when we was a little young.
Right.
Niggas,
but people didn't know where you were. You weren't having issues with people trying to slide on the spot.
That's what I was getting to right now. You feel me? Like, motherfuckers used to call that the trap because we used to have hella motherfuckers pulling up, doing hella shit. Like, you feel me? On some miscellaneous ass shit. Yeah. Dumb stuff. You feel me? Like, and you know, man, we crashed out over there type shit. Hella little shit started falling out over there. We start getting in a little stuff up there, a little politics, you feel me? A little regular stuff of motherfuckers knowing where niggas at that's trying to elevate themselves, you feel me?
And are the cops in Stockton, like, all over it? Like, if you are getting into any shenanigans, they're, like, on it? Because I'm assuming that they take the gang shit pretty seriously out there?
Nah, my mama, they on it.
Yeah.
Nah, no cap, they on it. I'm a known felon, they on it.
You still spend time there?
Yeah. I reside in Stockton.
You haven't chose to leave yet?
Nah, not yet.
Not yet?
Nah.
But you're considering it?
Yeah. You know, but I'm, like I said, I'm a known felon, like, you feel me? I really want to, like, you feel me? I got to turn myself in type shit, you feel me?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Soon?
Yeah.
You just getting this out of the way first?
Yeah, I'm getting everything out the way, you feel me? I'm working hard right now, you feel me? I'm going to drop an album December 3rd, but I go in December 6th.
Wow.
Yep. But it's a little turnaround, you know, get something out the way, a little sit down right quick. They gave me 10 months or half, so it's going to be a little 5 months, a little turnaround.
After that, are you trying to get out of Stockton, or does it seem like an emergency, or are you kind of whatever?
I'm not living like, you feel me? I'm out there, though. I'm in Stockton. I'm back and forth to L.A., though, but I live in Stockton.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, okay, you're recording in the studio all the time, and then a bunch of bullshit starts happening, it gets burnt out, you have to stop hanging out there. What happens from there?
I say, what happened from there? Boom, we stop going to the studio. Thizzler hit me.
Right, okay, so explain Thizzler for anybody who's not really familiar with NorCal music scene.
Thizzler, big label, a big help, a part of my life. My mom and their label, they go crazy.
Blowing a lot of people up on social media and YouTube and everything over the years.
West Coast, they another label that'll get you blowed up in West Coast. No cap, and my mom and they good people. They like family.
So they reached out to you, and what was the conversation like?
Yeah, it was like, even they trying to have me, they wanted me to come down and sit down with them and get a talk with them. But my brother Briss, he had already, Briss and G-Man, they had already had a... they already had fucked with them and shit. They was already doing something with them, you feel me? So I wasn't really familiar with them. And Briss was in jail, feel me, at this time. When I just started messing with Tizzle, you feel me? Briss was in jail. He called me like, boom. I'm like, what you doing? I'm like, nothing. Da, da, da. He like, I'm like, bro, I got a, you feel me, little meeting with Tizzle. He like, yeah, bro, go mess with them, bro. I'm telling you, bro, you good. Like, you feel me? He gave me the, like, to go, so... it was like, bam, I went up there with them, talked it out with them, and it was good. From there, I've been fucking with them, and I've been up, like, you feel me? They keep my numbers going.
Right. Because, I mean, did you have options around that time with, like, major labels talking to you? Did you choose to sort of go with something smaller, more underground operation? Or?
No, I ain't. No other labels tapping in with me, no, none of that, feel me? Like, that around that time, I was just... all for the me, like, you feel me? Everything I had was me, like, you feel me?
A lot of people probably wouldn't, like, get what you were doing, too. Like, they're more connected to that world.
Once this hit me, though, I started, you know, hey, I'm up there because of them type shit and Briss, like, you feel me? Like, right. Cap, you know?
Well, how did you begin having that relationship with Briss?
With Briss, like I told you, we had that studio.
Oh, he was up in there a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I went to jail. Like, I went to jail, boom, I went to jail. My little manager had bailed me out, feel me? They bailed me out. I got out, like, a couple weeks later, boom. I'm going through my little request thing in my DM. And like I told you, I was a fan. I listened to Sac people back then. I used to listen to every Sac person, like, you feel me? Back then, I was just a fan of Sac people, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, every rapper, fan of every rapper. You know how rappers be listening to music, you feel me?
They might not want to admit it, but every rapper is every watching rapper, a lot of rappers.
Every rapper gonna slap every rapper, bro. Like, no cap. Like, why would we lie? Like, you feel me?
They watch the shit they like. They watch the shit they don't like to pick up on what they really
Come
don't
on,
like.
Bro. Everybody see everything, bro. Like,
yeah.
Ain't no cap to that, no kizzy.
Right.
So, boom, I'm going to my little request. I see Briss hit me, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, what's up, fool? You feel me? You going crazy, boom. I'm trying to fuck with niggas or whatever, boom. I'm like, yep. I'm excited, though, you feel me? I'm at the Bell Bonds, people. I'm just getting up, feel me? I'm excited, you feel me? My people's like, nigga, calm down. What you so excited for? I'm like, nigga, Briss just hit me, you feel me?
Right.
On some fiend shit, on some fans, you
yeah. he was like a real hero. It's just so many kids from up north in particular.
But, you know, me being a fan of him, I'm not even knowing. He a fan of me. Like, he listening to my shit. Like, you feel me? My views and shit so low, man. I'm not even. I just go crazy. Everybody, some motherfuckers is on me. Like, you feel me?
Right.
He like, you go crazy. Like, you feel me? He's a fan of me. He like, nigga, you going crazy. What's up? Where niggas at? We can damn near pull up. I'm like, I'm at the studio. I'm in Stockton. He like, it's good. We yank up. I give him the address. Boom, he pull up. We make, Rock and Roll.
Okay.
Yeah, we make Rock and Roll. My mama, that was our little first song on God.
And you guys just had real good chemistry from the beginning?
Yeah, like, you feel me? But before we made the song, though, we was messing around, like, you feel me? Fucking with it, like, you feel me? Like, you feel me? Trying to figure each other out, like, you feel me? Trying to see what niggas on type shit.
That's fire. Did he kind of give you more of the blueprint of making you feel like this was possible?
Yeah, my mama, like, he always, my mama, he bro always kept me going, like, I wish bro was here with me still. Like, you feel me? He was a big part of, what I say? Like, he was a big part of my, the people that was rooting for me. Like, you feel me?
Right.
He was one of them ones. Like, bro, you gotta keep going. You gonna be on top of this shit. Like, you feel me, bro?
How long was it after you made that song and shit that he passed?
Rock and Roll?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Like, how long between that and then him passing? It couldn't have been that long,
no,
right?
That was long ago. I've been fucking with Briss for a minute now. Feel me?
Okay.
I say about 3, going on 4 years now.
Right.
God, that's really bro. Like, you feel me?
So what was it like when you found out about his passing?
Like, man. That was some shit, a nigga. I couldn't even stomach that.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, that was really one of my brothers, feel me? Like, now it's like, I know Cab, I can't even really, like, slap listen to my nigga music without, feel me?
Really?
Really. It's like, bro, one of my blood brothers, feel me?
Are you still putting out music that you did with him? Like, your current projects have, like, features from him and shit? Like, is that just stuff that you did previously that you're just now putting out?
Nah, I damn near got like one song with him on there, damn near in my emails type shit, you feel me?
Oh, okay.
But I ain't put it out.
You're not putting it out?
Nah.
His name very much, like, it's crazy how much we end up talking about him still on the podcast after all these years.
I'm on God, like, that's really my brother, like, on God.
Yeah, definitely.
On everything.
So, how did your shit actually start really going up? Like, when do you define, like, when you first started to kind of get more of an eye on you?
I say about, like, real eye, when, like, when did real eyes start getting on me?
Yeah, because now you're doing millions on videos all the time. Like, when did that start to really, like, oh shit, I'm kind of really doing something out here?
I say about it going a year ago type shit. I only been rapping for like 4 years type shit, going on 4 years. I'm on, only rapping for 4 years. God, I'm big now type shit, so it's like, the eyes start getting on me about a year ago type shit.
Right.
Going on a year.
How'd that start to feel in terms of just realizing, like, oh shit, this is actually working. I've been grinding my whole life for this.
My mom and Cap, that shit starting to feel, it's really like, it's shocking still, feel me?
Mm.
Like, it's really shocking, feel me? Like, me being around big rappers, like, you feel me? I'm a cool nigga, so it's like, you feel me? Real cool guy, like, you know, none of that. No faking, feel me?
Right.
But it's like, you feel me? Like, I fuck with a lot of rappers. Like, you feel me? Every West Coast rapper, you feel me? Like, they fuck with me. Like, you feel me? Like, no cap. You know?
But it's like, just you growing up, you've been around so many people that wanted to be rappers, and that obviously for 99% of them, it doesn't turn into anything. And then for you to really even just be at the point that you're at now, where you can have this big a fan base and stuff, it is pretty crazy, especially coming from where you're from and making the kind of music you make, where you're not really compromising your shit at all.
Yeah, I mean, but shit, it's like, you know, like I said, it's really shocking, man. Like, sometimes I don't even be knowing how to feel. Mm. I'm like, how big I'm getting. Like, you feel me? I still be going back looking at my shit like, look, bro, like, this is where you came from. Like, you feel me?
Mm.
I still be telling my niggas, like, bro, We just got to keep it going, bro. But like, you know, I never stop this. This is what a nigga really want to do. This me, feel me?
Mm.
I fuck with music. This me.
You start having a lot more attention on you on like a street level where you start feeling like, oh, people are jealous. People don't want me to be shining or doing my thing.
Yeah, no, my mama, no cap. But it's always been like, that's what it always been down where I'm from, feel me?
Mm.
Where, like, you feel me? On my side, me and my niggas, like, you feel me? We all different, like, you feel me? We all really a different type of, like, our demeanor different, feel me? Like, from everybody else down where we from, so you feel me?
Mm.
Like, we don't fit in where I'm from, like, we different. Like, we more of Bay type, like, you feel me? Because that's where my family from, feel me?
Mm.
My family from the Bay.
Right.
My mom and them, like, you feel me? Yeah, so it's like, I was raised halfway down there type shit.
Did you feel like you blew up more on like a city-wide level first, or do you feel like you blew up with like the internet crowd first?
I'll say the internet crowd first.
Really?
Yeah, but I always been, let's not say popular, I've always been a regular nigga, but everybody always knew me down where I'm from. Like, I'm a known person down where I'm from.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. One thing that I saw when I was watching Swamp Stories about you and about Stockton in general, they said that you are kind of like intentionally misleading about where you're from. Like, you've done multiple different interviews where you basically say that you're from a different place in every interview.
No, look, this is where we're going to get it straight with these motherfuckers. Let's get this shit straight. I like where you coming from. I like that. My mom and them from Oakland.
Okay.
So when I was little, I say about like around six, in the middle of 10, 9 and shit, I was raised down there type shit, feel me, with my mom. Like, we was jumping here and there, feel me? You know, regular struggles, like, you feel me? So we moved with my grannies and them. Like, my mom really East Oakland, 7-1, feel me?
Right.
That's where my mom from, her granny, like, all of that, feel me? So that's where me and my brothers from. Like, everybody in Oakland know me, feel me?
Okay.
Everybody, like, you feel me? That's my grounds, feel me? That's second home, feel me? No cap. Now, all that Sac, I don't know about Sac, none of that. Just Stockton, Oakland, that's where I was raised at, back and forth, you feel me? That's my second home.
Right.
Now, Stockton, yeah, I don't know what the fuck they be talking about. I'm from Stockton, though, feel me? That's what I read, feel me? Even though I was raised in Oakland.
Right. I mean, it's just not that simple for most people. Like, most people do not get to be like, oh, yeah, I'm from this place. I was born here and I stayed there until I was 35. You know, it's like motherfuckers move around like.
Like, you feel me? Come on, bro. What the fuck type of shit is that? Like, I'm from Stockton, but niggas, I was raised in the Bay.
And especially they're talking about you as a kid before you even had control over where you lived. Like, you live where your fucking parents tell you to live.
I even know where the fuck I lived at, nigga. 95th and MacArthur. Come on, bro. Like, these motherfuckers don't know nothing.
Right.
Like, some of these motherfuckers blind from the Bay. No, you're not. I done seen John Stockton your whole life, bro.
Right.
And I don't say nothing about it. You feel me? It's nothing. I don't want to be from the Bay. You feel me?
Right.
Everybody be under my shit. Oh, you want to be from the Bay? No, I don't. Like, you feel me?
And there's like wave behind Stockton now too, where people are looking at you like you're not just another rapper from the Bay or from Oakland or whatever. It's like you're the dude coming out of Stockton. That's exciting for people.
Yeah, they be trying to get at me hella sideways. Like, nah, man. Like, y'all hating on me. Y'all mad because I'm a fly ass Stockton nigga. You feel me? That's what y'all mad about. You feel me? I'm a fly ass Valley nigga. And y'all mad about that? You feel me? They going crazy. Shit. You know, I can't knock y'all being mad at me though. Shit. You know how motherfuckers be.
But what really made you rap in the beginning? Was it the fact that you wanted to blow up and be a big rap star? Or did you have something that you wanted to say to other people in your city? Were you thinking of it on a smaller level when you started?
Nah, it was fun. Like, you feel me? I ain't really had nothing to prove to nobody through this rap shit, feel me? Mm-hmm. It's fun. Like I said, once again, this is what I do. Like, you feel me? Rhyming and shit, like, you feel me? I'm a shit talker, like, you feel me? I'm a fuck a hook. That's what I call myself, King Sleeves, fuck a hook, feel me?
Right.
Because I don't really like hooks. I could do them, but I don't like hooks, feel me? And that's what my brother Mobulator, when I passed, that's what he ran by.
Okay.
Mr. Fuck a hook, feel me? So that's what I always run by, you feel me? I just flow, I just rhyme, I get to going, feel me? I'm a shit talker. That's what I do. I love this music, feel me? I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody in this music. I don't make diss songs. I don't play like that, you feel me?
Right. But so, okay, you slide to the studio, and they got a fucking Mary J. Blige-style hook on the song. You going to do your thing, or are you going to kind of...
I'm going to do my thing on that Mary... I'm going to do my thing.
Right.
No cap. That's the kind of nigga I am. I might get on anything. I'm lyrical. You feel me? That's what I do.
But there's got to be beats that you would pull up to the studio and they would have some beat that you don't really fuck with and you'd be like, nah, this ain't my style.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it's by my choice, by my pick,
right,
not my style. But, like, if I got to get on that, like, if it's somebody in there, like, come on, I'm a gas it. You feel me?
Mm.
I'm going to do my thing. Like, you feel me?
Right.
Like, regular me being in the studio, okay, you know, motherfuckers. Like you can make bangers, you can make shit here and there, like you feel me? But it's like, I be in there working, like you feel me? I be in the studio, I be in the studio a couple hours, I make 4 to 5 songs type of shit, you feel me?
Right.
No cap. So out of four or five of them songs, I say about 3 of them songs gonna be bangers, you feel me? No cap, like straight up. I'm not even gonna sit here and lie, cause that's, you feel me? I'm a real nigga, no fraudulent, you feel me? About 3 of them songs gonna be bangers, you feel me? And now I say about the other 2 songs, they're going to be some cool shit, you feel me?
Right.
Some R.A. shit, you feel me? They're not going to be bunk. They're not going to be weak. They're not going to be fire. They're not going to be bangers, you feel me? They're going to be straight, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm feeling, because I really work.
What do you think your fans really want from you? They just want some, like, really grimy-ass real stories? Or what would you define as being what they like about you?
Yeah, because I say I define myself as, like, they really like when I... on some slimy, they be telling me they like the old jock, you feel me?
Mm.
The slimy, you feel me, storytelling, like, you feel me? I get them that here and there, like, you feel me? I just dropped a song called Getting Weird. That's, I say 100 and some K in 4 days, feel me? I even mean, it's still going up. Like, if I just looked at it, it was 104. It's probably at 1010 or, like, you feel me, something like that, or 10 something, like, you feel me?
Right.
I don't know.
Like, that's what's up.
They want that slimy shit talk. Not even shit talk. They want that slimy storytelling job.
Mm.
That's what they want from me. But I give them that here and there. Because, you know, I'm still trying to find myself a little bit, like, you feel me, through this, you feel me, through my voice. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm not the person that's going to stay in one delivery lane. Like, you feel me?
Right.
I got to, like, you feel me? I got to make my, like, you feel me? I got to give them more. Like, you feel me, metaphors, and, like, you feel me, I gotta be big words with it, you feel me? Nigga gotta rhyme more, like, you feel me, I gotta take it farther than what it is, you feel me? Other motherfuckers be trying to stay in one delivery lane, I can't do that.
And do you feel like part of that is you sort of branching out outside of the normal Northern California sound? Because I hear you getting on a lot of Detroit beats and just basically messing with flows that you don't really typically hear from people in California.
Oh, yeah, no cap, and then, but now it's like, I'm on some mainstream shit, like, you feel me? That's what I'm more on right now, like, you feel me? I'm trying to get there, like, you feel me? Like, like my brother told me the other day, like, he was talking about Grammys and shit, like, you ain't gonna get no Grammys, the type of how we carry ourselves. I'm like, no, you wrong, you feel me? That's why I'm switching it up, you feel me? That's what you gotta do, man. I'm gonna get a Grammy, you feel me?
Right.
You feel me? That's the type of shit I'm shooting for. I'm not trying to be underground 24/7, like, you feel me?
Right.
That's not what I want to do, like, you feel me? It's bigger than what it is, like I keep saying, you feel me? It's like, this is what a nigga really want to do. I love music, so it's like, man.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of people who kind of come from that, where maybe they're like a drill type rapper or a street rapper to start. And look at Pop Smoke. Look at the music he was making early on, which was fire. And then look at where he was at right before he passed, look, when he was experimenting with way more shit. He was on the verge of becoming such a bigger, different type of artist. So just because you come from some gang shit, street shit, whatever, does not mean that that's the end of what you could accomplish, you know?
No cabin. Look, that's what I just got on, too. I just did a Pop Smoke drill type beat. Like, you feel me? If it's cool, I could play it type shit. Like, you feel me? That motherfucker be going crazy.
Can't play it, like, on the stream, but we could, like, play it after, for sure.
Mama, yeah. But, like, that motherfucker be going crazy. Like, that's the type of shit I just did, though. Like, you feel me? Because I got to start
just branching out.
Yeah, because other motherfuckers be, some motherfuckers are stealing nigga flows and shit, but I'm not, and I be peeping at you, feel me? But it's, you know, it's what you gotta do. You gotta switch it up sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. So, okay, the other thing that I got from watching the Swamp Stories thing was that a few of the rappers that you came in the game with, you guys kind of had a falling out at a certain point. Did that change things a lot for you?
I ain't fall out with no rappers.
He said that you and J-Bo, et cetera, all had this big thing and stuff, and he made it out like this was a very, like, primary thing in your career. True or false?
That guy is false. I don't know where about getting this information from, like, even, like, that man is crazy. He miscellaneous. My guy is delusional.
Okay. Cause I, so J-Bo is somebody you're still on good terms with?
Yeah, bro. Just called me, like, you feel me? That's my cousin, like, you feel me? That's, feel me? But it's not even no funk type shit. It's none of that. Like, we a rap group. We a band.
Right.
Type shit. It ain't no funk. We, like I told you, you know our family be having shit here and there. But we let the internet talk. We don't do none of that. You feel me? They never know what's going on behind cameras. You feel me? We
really?
Cool. We straight.
But was there tension at one point, and that video just kind of exaggerates shit and takes it the wrong way?
It's not even no tension, really. You feel me? Motherfuckers just take shit and run with it. Whatever they hear, they just taking around with it. And I'm not the type of guy that's going to be going on internet talking.
Right. No. I mean, because that's not the only one. There's plenty of videos out there that are basically trying to decode what the hell's going on in Stockton, et cetera. Like, is that strange for you to have, like, you know, your private business dealings all of a sudden be on Front Street with hella views?
Yeah. I mean, shit. They wild.
Right.
They wild with that kind of shit. No cap. I don't even entertain that shit, man.
Is it tempting at all that you want to clarify the record, come out and make a little statement, or do you think that's just going to make it worse in the long run?
We just going to leave that to the side. I'm not going to speak on that one. Okay.
For sure. Okay, so in terms of your legal issues, though, how much time did you spend locked up when you were younger, and how did that impact how you think about, you know, trying to make a career out of music?
I spent 6 months in juvenile.
Okay.
Made me for a robbery. But it, like, even for that robbery, I got a door court.
Okay.
And I was only like, what, I was like 16.
So you were lucky enough that you didn't have to do real time off of that? It was just kid shit?
Yeah, bro. I know. It was some real shit. Though. I had a door court. Feel me? Like, I was juvenile. They gave me a door court. It was ugly for me.
Oh, okay.
They gave me a door strike. I still got strikes. Like, you feel me? Like, they... No, you feel me? Since a young nigga, they been fucking with me. So it's, and now it's like I'm rapping. So it's like it's worse here. Feel me? Yeah, they got me a strike. You know, that motherfucker whole shit. So.
Does they use the rapping shit against you?
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Like, they be interacting me. What's this, little? You feel me? Like everything. Like, they be on me. Like, you feel me? I be taking my raps. Excuse me. Like, they still got some of my raps that they took. My mama.
Oh, so there's like actual like pieces of paper that they took from you that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck. You write a lot of your raps in advance like that? You don't punch in?
That's what I got to start working on. Me just going in there without anything, just going up the dome. But I feel like that's not the type of person I really am. Like, I really want my shit. A motherfucker that understand my shit and hear what I'm, like, you feel me, hear what I'm saying and where I'm coming from. I ain't trying to say no shit, like, da da da, and then jump off topic, like, you feel me? I'm not trying to do that.
I respect that, because I feel like, you know, people punching in, it's great for a lot of people, but it also eliminates a lot of stuff. Like, you know, the things that, like, great rappers in the past did where, you know, bar number three, and then bar number 10 has something that relates back to bar number 3, and if you're really paying attention, you start to notice the complexity. A lot of that stuff kind of goes away once dudes are punching in all the time. And
But I be going in there doing a little punch-ins when I'm writing and shit, like, because it sound better instead of just going 4-16, like, you feel me?
Right.
I do a 4-4-4, probably 2, like, you feel me, to make my shit sound right, you feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so in terms of people you've connected with, I seen you did the video with Draco. That was pretty crazy. How did that connection happen?
I said when he got out, I'm not the type of person. I'm a cool nigga, you feel me? But I'm not just gonna be blowing niggas up, hitting niggas. Like, let's make a song. What's up, bro? You fucking with me? Nah, I'm a regular real nigga. Feel me? So he was listening to his shit on his day. Like, he was listening to my shit on his day, recording shit, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
And Thizzler and them, like, my little fans and shit, and Thizzler and them had posted it, like, Draco fucking with Young Jock, feel me? So I tapped in with him. He telling him on the little video that, like, I don't know why this little nigga ain't tapped in with me, man. What's up, this little nigga Rob, man?
That's really what he sounds like. That's
my
good.
My homie, like, what's going on, man? What you, oh, my God. Boom, I tap in with him, I'm like, what's up, Gee? He like, man, what's up, bro? Niggas trying to fuck with me. I'm like, yeah, for sure. Got his number. And we start fucking with it since then. I'm a mama.
Did you pull up down here, or you guys sending beats back and forth? And
no, yeah, I sent him. I sent him a beat, then he sent it back. Boom, and I pulled up out here.
Yeah.
But before, like I say, after that type shit, like you feel me, we wasn't rushing nothing. You feel me? We pulling up out here back and forth to fuck with niggas and shit. You feel me? Boom, we out here chilling with niggas, studios, Ralphie. Like I'm cool with all his niggas. Like you feel me? Finesse. Like you feel me, Monk, Ralphie, like you feel me? I'm cool with niggas, like you feel me? Regular real nigga.
I mean, did you think that you, like, when you said you're antisocial, I mean, I don't know if Draco would admit to being antisocial, but that's definitely kind of his personality. Yeah, did you feel like you guys had something in common?
No, yeah, drinking syrup, he just like me. I'm my mama's girl, I asked him to buy some syrup. He, no, nigga, like you feel me? I'm like, I had some syrup, though, but you gotta try to buy some syrup. He like, nah, nigga. My brother like, nigga, shut up, nigga. Like, you act just like that with your syrup. I'm, no cap.
If there's syrup to be bought, Drago probably gonna buy as much of it as he can.
My cap say, we got that in common, though. I'm a very cool guy, though.
Right.
He be getting high, I be getting high.
Definitely. Yeah. That's dope. But speaking of getting high, though, do you when did you start smoking weed, and how much weed do you smoke? Because I feel like you probably are smoking more weed during this interview than the vast majority of people I've ever interviewed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like it's slowing you down.
Nope. I really get high. Like, I'll smoke up to 200 blunts a day.
200 in a day?
Yeah.
To yourself, not pass around with the homies?
To myself, like when I'm with the homies, at least 200. By myself, I say about, no kizzy, 60.
Wow.
Like I would sit here, just because I be getting high, like from my pop a perk, I be observing, man. I sit here and roll 5 blunts and smoke them in about, like, what, 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
I was smoking about the 10, 15 minutes, no cap. And then roll up another 5.
I mean, you've kind of smoked like almost 3 blunts throughout this interview, yeah, and it's not even an hour.
And that's only because I'm off a perk right now. If I wasn't off that, I would be smoking.
Right.
All the time, like, you feel me? No cap.
It's got to be like a full-time job in terms of just rolling that much weed, though.
I be getting high. Sometimes I have my little brother, little Sleeves, with me. He be rolling my shit.
Right. A lot of big rappers, they get a blunt roller at some point.
Nah, it ain't even like that. That's just my little brother, you know.
Right.
This guy, my guy.
But at a certain point, could you see yourself having a blunt roller, and that would be pretty fucking convenient?
Nah, that blunt roller got to roll exactly how me and my guys roll our blunts. Otherwise, that's a no-go.
Yeah, he would have to be very qualified. I mean, shit, if you're going to hire anybody to roll blunts, it's probably going to be one of your friends, right?
Yeah, my man.
You don't want some fucking square ass dude in the corner rolling blunts, and you can't even talk to him. You hate this guy, but he's rolling up. What so can you record music sober? You gotta at least be smoking weed, I'm guessing, but what about the other stuff? Lean or perk, what's better to record music on?
I say a perk. Does it make you really feel?
You're up a little bit more?
Yeah, not even up really. Not even, like, you feel yourself more, you know? Make you feel like you can say a little bit more, like, you know?
Right.
Make you feel yourself.
You feel like at any point you're going to try to cut that stuff out? Do you ever take a break?
Yeah, nah. I don't pop them. Like, I don't do that shit. I don't just do that shit every day, every minute. Like, you feel me? Weed, yes, but perks and syrup, no.
That's good.
Like, I could have syrup on me, and, like, I wouldn't even be rushing up and sipping my shit that fast with me.
Right.
But I drink hella syrup, though. I got hella syrup, though, with me. Don't get me wrong. I drink hella syrup. But, nah, I ain't a fiend like that.
Right. You don't feel like it, like, hurts your work ethic? Because, like, you know, whenever I have lean, it's, like, really hard for me to decide to actually drink it, because it's, like, I'm usually working pretty late, and then I usually get up pretty early to get going on some new shit. It could be tough.
It don't affect my work ethic.
Well, that's good. One thing I really, really just had to ask about is, how do you feel about the other young jock?
No.
You know much about him?
No, I don't at all. But really? Motherfuckers been having me screaming. You seen the little Michael Myers shit?
Nah.
The little meme thing where motherfuckers like, it looked like just like Young Jock and Gotti. Like, he said something. This ain't Michael Myers. This Young Jock. Y'all better count y'all days. Hella motherfuckers been tagging me. And
okay.
Like, I'm like, oh, y'all being funny.
But so, were you older by the time you realized that, like, oh shit, there's another popular rapper whose name is very close to mine? Because you're so, you're like so much younger that I think you might not have been thinking about him.
Nah, I knew who that was. Okay. I used to listen to his songs. Okay. Was a little nigga. I knew who I was, but my brother, my older brother Hari, he called me Jock when I was little.
Right.
Just, I don't know why, but he started calling me Jock. My mom started, everybody just started calling me Jock, Jock, Jock.
Right.
So I got up like Young Jock.
What would you have done if you were the other Young Jock and 42 Doug came out and saying, I'm gonna go broke like Jock or whatever. Basically calling him broke in the intro to one of the biggest songs of the year.
If I was him?
If you were him, how would you react to it? Would you have been upset? How would you handle that?
But shit, if it's true, but broke, he broke. You can't say nothing. Sure. That's your fault.
I think Young Jock's problem with it is that he doesn't consider himself broke.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Everybody said that, though. It's not even just 42 Doug who said that. I don't know underground rappers who always say that. Man.
Right.
Yeah.
All these Atlanta rappers can't go broke because they just become loving hip-hop stars.
Yeah, no cap. I don't know what's going on with the kid. Like, if he broke, he can't say nothing. Shit, you broke.
Would you go on Loving Hip Hop Stockton?
Hell no. Hell no. What the?
Maybe if the scene really grows, though, it'll get to that point.
Mm-mm. Not where I'm from. The bitches don't belong on there. No scared. Nah. Hell no.
Fair enough.
No sorry, Bob.
Definitely. Mm-mm. I saw you were in the studio with Soulja Boy last night. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, man. That's my guy. That's S.O.D.
You been a fan for a long time?
I'm a fan of his music, no cap. Like, that's, I always listen to his music.
Right.
I always listen to his music, I ain't gonna front. But, somebody, like, you know, I be going through my requests sometimes to see what rappers hitting me, like, you feel me, or whatever, you feel me, or who hitting me, producers or anything. And a fan sent me shit, like, he listening to your shit, blah, blah, blah. Boom, feel me? And I thought that was just a one-time thing. And then I seen somebody else send me some more shit. Boom, I'm like, yeah, okay, but I'm always following him, you feel me?
Right.
Boom, now I don't know where I look, it's not my shit. I'm going to my thing. He DM me. Yo, you hard, feel me? Then he followed me back. I'm like, okay, boom. Bro, fucking with me, boom. He kept listening to my shit, I DM him, like, you feel me? I'm like, because I ain't never, like, no cap, I ain't never DM'd no rapper, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
I DM'd him, like, you feel me? It's, gotta get his attention more, brother. So I'm like, boom, DM'd him. I'm like, what's up, brother? He like, let's get one in. He dropped his number instantly. I'm like, okay, for sure. Fuck it, when he mentioned, I call him, like, boom, I'm at. I ain't never called him since I got to LA, though, you feel me? I call him when I'm in LA, like, what's up, bro? I'm out here, bro. He like, it's good, pull up to the studio. Pull up to the studio, we up there vibing, we fucking with it on my mama. Nothing but good vibes, though, we fucking with it. He a cool nigga, I don't got no cap.
Right. Did you pick up anything from him, considering that he'd been, like, super successful for, like, 20 years now? Like, you know, you're brand new in the game. Did you, like, kind of pick up any game from him?
Nah, I know hella rappers. It's like, you feel me?
True.
I'm not really looking to pick up no game from nobody. Me, feel me? I'm, you know, I might be seeing some shit. I'm looking for what I shouldn't do, feel me? Type of shit, you feel me? I'm not kind of nigga. I'm looking for what I shouldn't do.
He could probably tell you about that, too.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm a cool nigga that I'm like that.
For sure. So, from your perspective, where are you at right now in your career, and what do you need to do to take it to the next level?
I need to make, like, to the next level. Like, I say I need to make one of them ones. Like, it's either, like, something that's going to hit the radio and TikTok type shit, you feel me? Something like on that type of song, like, you feel me? To take me to the next level, I need to hit that spot, you feel me? that's what I need to hit to take me to the next level. Yeah.
But so when you get in the studio, are you thinking about making a hit, or do you feel like that will kind of fuck up your whole vibe?
No, I just go in there, you feel me? I go in there and doing my shit. Sometimes I don't even be writing in there. Like, you feel me? I come prepared with about 3 songs. Like, you feel me? That's how I am. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't want to fuck nothing up.
Right.
I waste my time in the studio. So I come prepared.
For sure. One thing I also want to say on your behalf is that you should tell them to stop DMing the fake Instagram of you. Or I guess it's not fake, but it's like a dead account that you don't have access to.
It's old. Yeah.
How'd you lose access to that?
Man.
You got too high, forgot your password?
Yeah, bro.
I knew it.
Man, bro. That'd be crazy, bro. I had 2 of them motherfuckers on guard.
Wow. Kids, write your passwords down. Or your email with which you signed up to Instagram as well.
Y'all would want to, because I just now started remembering mine. And I'm almost at 100K.
And you,
crazy.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn. It's real out here. Okay, so you got new project dropping soon? Any new videos? Any new shit that we should know about?
Man, just stay tuned for them albums that's dropping and them tapes, man. One dropping December 3rd. Then we working on a date for the other ones, man. Just stay tuned. I got some shit dropping.
That way. Yeah. Sure. Well, I appreciate you telling us all about your career and everything. You got some fire music. I'm a fan. So everybody out there, tap in, run your shit up.
Well, hot boys for life, man.
That way. EBK Young Jock, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, Patreon, all that shit. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you, man.